A controlled fishing system in Brazil's Amazon River area is helping to save an endangered fish. The fish is the pirarucu. It is also known in Brazil as arapaima. The pirarucu is believed to be the largest of 2,300 different kinds of fish known to live in the Amazon basin. It can grow to be 3 meters long and weigh up to 200 kilograms. The fish mostly live in lakes across large areas of the Brazilian Amazon. They are carnivores, meaning they feed on other fish. The pirarucu is considered endangered because of overfishing. Illegal fishing activities left many communities struggling to find the fish, which traditionally is an important food. In recent years, however, illegal fishing of the pirarucu has been sharply reduced, and the fish has increasingly been recovering. The Associated Press reports the improvements came after efforts that included close cooperation between communities and complex logistics. One of the unusual things about pirarucu is that they need to breathe air to survive. The fish need to take at least one breath every 20 minutes. They rise to the surface to do so. This behavior by the fish makes it easier to count how many pirarucu are active in an area. A count of the fish is now carried out once a year by fishermen trained to use the method. By law, only 30% of pirarucu in a certain area can be fished the following year. Pirarucu fishing is now done once a year, around September, the period when water levels are lowest. Efforts have led to increases in the pirarucu population in areas where it is used. In the São Raimundo area, there were 1,335 pirarucus in nearby lakes in 2011, when controlled fishing began. Last year, records showed there were 4,092. In the Carawari area, the number of pirarucu rose from 4,916 to 46,839 between 2011 and 2021. Manuel Cunha leads a group of workers involved in the rubber trade in São Raimundo. He told the AP the controlled fishing efforts have greatly reduced illegal catch operations in the area. "You have been on this river for days now, and you have not seen any fishing boats except the ones from our organizations," Cunha said. "There is no more room for them here." A sister of Cunha, Rosilda, said the pirarucu bring money into the community. "Our pirarucu is so tasty, everybody that eats it falls in love with it and wants more," she said. In the Amazon, the fish is generally salted, sun-dried, and sold in local markets. It is also exported to the United States and Mexico. Processing of the fish is completed by members of the Association of Rural Producers of Carawari, known as ASPROC. It is an organization created by local rubber workers who wanted to free themselves from slave-like working conditions. The organization permits community members to share in the profits of harvesting the fish. Asprock currently runs other programs on everything from waste control to community markets to higher education. The organization sells Piraruku to Brazil's main cities, including São Paulo and Brasília. This is a complex process that involves several days of transportation by boat and road, taking up to 2 weeks. Asprock has formed partnerships with two American government agencies, the U.S. Forest Service and the Agency for International Development, USAID. Both have supported the area's controlled fishing and processing operations. This project is unique as it requires a strong governance structure, said Ted Gurr, USAID's mission director in Brazil. Everybody is in agreement that they may have to sacrifice and not be able to fish all of the piraruku that are available, but knowing that they'll reproduce more and that in the long run they will be more valuable, Gurr added. I'm Brian Lynn.